Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Mangum is in the studio. I'm going to work on that. I'm trying so hard to get her name right. This is her song featuring Doobie Powell, Just Ask. I'm working on it, Tiffany. I'm working on your name.
Come on, I hope you gotta do it.
Feel what you
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this anointed woman of God on the program. Finally, I've been an admirer of your music for quite a few years, and I've seen you for quite a few years now, but finally, you're in the studio. I'm going to attempt to pronounce your name. I've been working on this. Tiffany, I'm just going, Mangum.
Binyan Mangum.
I give up. Say it again.
Tiffany Binyan Mangum.
Binyan Mangum. It's my New York accent. Blame it on my New York accent.
All right.
I will work on it, though. So how are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
I'm glad to finally have you on the program. And so, your music is awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
It truly is. So,
tell
the listeners a little bit about where you're from and how you first fell in love with Jesus, all that good stuff.
You know what? I'm from California.
Cali.
Smack dab in the middle of the state, Fresno, okay. California. So, shout out to my folks at home,
okay.
559 Fresno. Got into music. Actually, my mother, who's here in Nashville with me, was my first music teacher.
Wow.
My sisters and I used to sit in the front row choir rehearsal and try to get our parts.
Okay.
And that's how we first started.
So you
training
love
our
music.
Ear.
I love.
I even played. I was classically trained.
Wow.
Yes,
really?
So I read music. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is
been
awesome.
Doing music a long time.
That is I don't want to call it a skill, but that is a skill set on education that has taken you far.
Yes,
I can't say it's paid off.
Yes, it has.
Yes, in
I'm
more
grateful.
Ways than one.
Yeah.
So yeah. So talk about that, the education of being able to read music, play music, that kind of stuff.
You know, my parents are very intentional about what they knew I was called to do.
Yeah.
And so we started very young. I was about 4 or 5 years old. Started in this little small group of piano students who were just looking at little birdies singing.
Wow.
And learning our scales, and that's where I started.
Yeah,
and it
scales.
Just really grew, and from there. Trained all my music theory. It kind of flash flooded back every time I get into the studio or start preparing to record. But yeah, that was my foundation, and I really elevated from there. You know, my parents teaching me, so I learned choir music. Then I learned to write. I learned to write for choir and compose that way. Then I would also write for myself and other artists in my area. And so that's where I started.
Wow. You know, even in your enunciation and your speech, I can tell that you were classically trained, well educated.
Thank you.
You know, you probably drink the cup of tea with your pinky up. I'm just, I'm not, that was me. I just thought I'm just messing with you. I'm just teasing you.
Oh,
I had
good.
To throw that in there. I'm messing with you. I'm just teasing you. Come on, we can have
good
fun.
Stuff, good stuff.
So are you a PK? I mean, did you grow up in church?
I am.
Okay.
All my life. My dad's been a senior pastor since, even before he married my mom.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so we've been, and that's kind of where we learned. My mother was our minister of music, taught us growing up as we went. We were part of different community choirs as a child, at learning piano, learning. I even played viola for a little while in the orchestra.
How many instruments do you play?
Just those two. Just a little bit on viola, but mostly piano is my heart, and that's where I'm at.
Okay, so moving along. So do you write your own music?
I do. I'm a songwriter. Yeah.
I mean, that should be obvious, right? Because you read music, so you should write it. So, I mean, just that because that's sort of what from the business aspect of it, and I guess we're talking business. We're going to talk about your overall music in just a second, but for the listeners, I'm trying to help them understand some things about you so they understand more about your music and why it is so phenomenal. And that is, so when God uses you and you're able to write music, he does something different with you than you having to wait on a producer or someone else who writes to sort of give you the music, and then you have to see if you can feel it and can you relate to it. But no, when you write it, it's you.
It's mine.
It's yours.
Exactly.
From God to you.
Exactly.
And boom, and then to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so talk to us about your music and your wonderful song. And I'm loving the song that you've got. It's your latest single. And of course, it's called Live to Worship. And I feel that song is a hot... Matter of fact, when I was listening to it, I said, you know, this is definitely a praise song. And then lo and behold, we were talking earlier when we shot the video for the Instagram and the social media, that do you currently lead praise and worship?
I sure do.
Okay, so Is that what you had in mind when you wrote this?
Actually, yeah. Let me tell you about that that song. I wrote that song as a worship song.
Okay.
And it was actually kind of a CCM kind of feel.
Yeah.
And then my producer and I got into the studio and we flipped it. I mean, it's kind of churchy funky is what, I like to call it. So it kind of transitioned from there, but the lyrics have remained the same. But and it still is just a worship song.
Yeah. Well, I think that means it speaks a lot to your ministry if you're able to. I don't mean just your ministry, but the ministry of praise and worship, that you belong to a very progressive ministry, because sometimes praise and worship can be sort of traditional in a sense, but you seem to be out the box.
I am. I also lead worship in Spanish.
What?
So when you're in California, and if you check out my latest EP, I have a song in Spanish that I released.
So you speak fluent Spanish too?
I don't speak it. I sing it. I'm still learning how to speak conversational, but I do worship in Spanish, and I just led our congregation in worship for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Wow.
To celebrate our Latino brothers and sisters. Wow.
How long did it take you to sort of learn that, or was it a software thing?
It took me a few years. So I'm actually been doing it for a few years.
Okay.
So I lead and write some songs in Spanish. So
that's
and if you're in California, that's actually Spanish worship is a genre that's really
picked up.
Wow. Yeah.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
It makes me wish when I was in high school, which is when it was easiest, that I had to pay just a little bit more attention in Spanish class. And thought, if I knew then what I knew now, I'm just saying, man, you can make extra money answering the phones literally as an operator if you can speak, if you multi-language, you know, multicultural. So, wow.
But in the church, I just feel like the Lord is worthy in every language.
Yeah.
So why not try it? Even I've been starting to learn a little bit in Zulu.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been following a few South African worship leaders, and so I'm learning how to do my own worship.
So do you know any Zulu words? Share
it
with us.
Yes. Vini Awona Wona.
And what does that mean?
It means true vine. You are the true vine.
Wow.
John 15.
Wow, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So I can see you. I can see God continuing to open doors for you to travel.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, because if you put the work in, I mean, He's going to utilize it.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. So, Tiffany. Oh, by the way, I've been meaning to ask you this. I've been waiting. I don't want to ask your producers this. I don't want to ask your handlers this. I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
And so I waited all this time. What does your name mean?
My name Tiffany?
No, your first and last, because it's an unusual last name. So is it?
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
No special meaning that we have with just a.
It's not French. It's not.
Now Binion is actually our heritage is actually Irish.
Okay.
So my ancestors came here as O'Binion.
Okay.
And because Irish at that time when they transitioned here, immigrated here, were not really welcome.
Oh.
They took off the O.
Okay.
And so Binion.
Binion. See, I've gotten better. Binion. Binion.
Yes. Gotcha. No relation to David and Nicole Binion.
Yeah.
Same name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I read your name and I have to read it because I'm introducing your music or backselling your music to the listeners, and there are stations that carry this program around the world, and I'm thinking, you know what? I sincerely pray that the other radio announcers or the other radio personalities at other stations, when they hear me, if I'm mispronouncing your name, they don't think that I'm just an idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, what? This dude, who is this dude? You know? So that is just so, that's like my worst nightmare. And I'm like,
oh. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
But they just thinking, so yeah. So for this project, this is what album is this?
This is my second one.
That's what I thought.
My latest one, Just Ask, is
that's
my
what I
second
thought.
One.
Yeah, because I remember your first.
Yeah.
You had a pretty long song. It was like 6-7. I forget.
Manifest.
Yes.
That was
I like
that was
long.
A testimony song.
I love those.
Yeah.
I like when you can let it play in the music and it's not confined to just the radio version.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it's live and you're ministering to the people and it's all
sometimes
it's just
you
moving.
Need that.
Yes.
You need that.
Yeah. So you can relate if you're driving down the street or if you're at home and that song comes on the radio and you say, oh, let me turn that up. So
turn
yeah,
it up a little
you just fall in. So what's the inspiration behind this project?
This project was an effort to share what else God had given me through songwriting. Like I told, I was talking to my mother the other day, all the songs that I write are scripture-based.
Wow.
I believe that some of the greatest songs, most powerful, impactful, transformational music comes straight from scripture.
Wow, that's true. Yeah.
So the first track on there, No Weapon, Isaiah, was based off of that. You have Love So Great, simply off of John 3:16, the gospel message.
Wow.
That Jesus came because God sent his son to die for us. And then you go on to just ask, John 15:7, you know, whatsoever you ask in my name it shall be. So it's all based off of scripture in an effort to transform the lives of his people and the world.
Wow, that is so awesome. I mean, for me it is, because when I hear an artist say, and this is for the people who are listening right now, when you hear an artist say that her music has been based off of scripture, that means you've read it, God has spoken to you, he's moved on your heart. I mean, I'm just saying.
Amen.
And I see Sean Scales sitting there. That's another recording artist in the studio, yo. You all can't see him, but his interview is forthcoming. We're going to talk to him soon, but I hope he's not squirming over there because, you know, but he has his own separate testimony, because Tiffany is setting quite a high bar when it comes to, you're no ordinary artist. I'm just saying. Wow, I would hate to come behind you and praise and worship. Are you preaching? Are you speaking?
No, not God yet. is really dealing me in prophetic ministry.
I'm going to say not yet. See, I'm just going to say not yet, because when she said, well, the answer is, I'll say yes.
Whatever he wants me to do, I'll do.
Yes, Lord, yes.
I will.
Come on, I'm pretty sure, have you found yourself so far, maybe in the middle of worship, has God caused you to stop?
Yes.
And then go and see?
Yes,
then
and he'll drop
minister. Yep.
He'll drop a word or something, and I'll pause and transition to whatever he's telling me to impart at that time. But what I'm also blessed to have is a pastor who understands that call and understands that move and that shift, and that will allow me to operate there. All in order.
Yeah.
All in order. But yeah.
Wow.
Grateful.
That's why y'all need to support this artist. I'm just saying, you're hearing the story behind the music. So that when you get this project and you're at home or you're playing it in your car on blue, whatever, and you're listening to it, you understand how this music came to be. Yeah. So any other artists on this project that we should be looking out for? Is it all solo? What's going on?
Well, Doobie Pal is featured on
one of
my tracks.
That's right.
Yeah. Just Ask. I'm excited that he was able to come and join me on this track, which is exciting. It's a little bit of a different feel for me. Mm-hmm. A little bit R&B kind of style, kind of flow. But I'm grateful he joined me. I also have my producer, Louie Lou, who is featured on my first single from this EP called Love So Great.
Gotcha.
As I said, just simply based off of John 3:16.
Yeah.
And then I also had one of my up-and-coming artists in my region, Patrick Contreras, who's an electric violinist.
Wow.
Who is featured on Somos, the Spanish song that I did.
Wow.
So grateful to a couple of great artists joining on this.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what God continues to do with you in this entire industry. I'm continuing to watch you just sort of navigate the minefield of this part of the business, and your platform is definitely going to continue to grow.
Thank you.
Truly is. I see it. Is that the doors are opening, and they've been opening, but you're just where you need to be. You're just being obedient. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
And I'm finally glad that we finally got this opportunity to have this
likewise.
Interview.
Likewise, thank you.
Yeah,
because
you've been out there grinding for a long time, and you know. So I'm just glad that I could play some small part role in trying to get your music and your testimony before God's people.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All right, Tiffany. How can the listeners find out more about you and your music? How can they reach you?
You know, social media is great.
Mm-hmm.
It is a platform. My website, tbmmusicministries.com. Mm-hmm. I just love connecting with people. So you reach out to me. I would love to connect with all of you. And let's make kingdom grow.
Amen.
Let's elevate the kingdom.
Okay. Tiffany Mangum, see, I messed it up.
Tiffany Binion Mangum.
Tiffany Binion Mangum. See, I always sign my artists off, and so this will be the first time in the history of the show that I can't sign off myself. So you know what I do? I will let you sign off for this segment. The one and only
Tiffany Binion Mangum.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.